Yeah, very difficult in New Zealand because we haven't got any grounds to be able to do that. So I guess if there are grounds available, then it has to be considered. I think as a spectacle, though, we still consider cricket to be played as an outside game and played in the sun as much as we can. So I think you still want to be able to make that happen wherever possible.
I think this is one decision that has to be taken by, you know, the boards. As a player, obviously, and as fans, it's very irritating to go in and out and having so many games being affected by rain. But I don't know how I can, you know, make a difference or take a stand for it, because it is a big decision. Playing indoors would be a bit difficult, but, you know, obviously having roofs or having closed roofs would be good.
Yeah, it would be good. It would certainly make life a lot easier for the groundsman, although you don't get the sun on your back, as Gary Stead was alluding to there as well, I suppose. It's something else to take in to account. Joining us now is former White Ferns captain and current Northern Districts team manager as well, Maya Lewis. G'day, Maya. How are you?
Oh, kia ora. I'm great, thank you.
That's a story, mate. That's a story. That was, post the Hamilton game that was rained out, of course, yesterday. That was Gary Stead and Shimon Gull talking there about that. Now, I don't know your thoughts. Obviously, in New Zealand at the moment, the only roof stadium we've got is in Dunedin, and that's not really built for cricket. I mean, it's not realistic, is it? I mean, maybe that's something that Canterbury can look at with their building their new stadium, is to get one that could go both ways for cricket and for football or rugby. But I think it's a pretty expensive exercise to build a roof stadium.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you'd want it to be a multi-sport facility so that you get the best bang for your buck if you're going to do that. So, look, I mean, it's an exciting prospect but an expensive one, and you've just got to weigh up whether it's worth it, to be honest.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you're never going to get a roof on Eden Park or Sky Stadium, are you? I don't think so. Maybe it is something they can look at, but what that adds to the cost, because you've got to think about the dollars up front as well.